Les Brown made a huge impact on me that day because Dave and I were sitting there saying, we don't have anything else we can do at this point. I mean, we were in a bankruptcy situation with five businesses in a town where oil went from $60 or $70 a barrel to $6.25 a barrel. Nobody had any money. Everybody was losing their house. Nobody was taking dance. People couldn't afford haircuts. I mean, it wasn't like we planned to fail. We just didn't plan on oil going to $6 a barrel when that's the only money-making thing in our town. You're either a farmer or you have oil, or you work for someone that's a farmer or has oil, or you're in our downline. That's the only three occupations in our hometown. So here we are. We're sitting in the seats. We're way up in the nosebleed section. I'm looking at the lady on stage. I still remember her name. I still remember all the recognition. I remember the vice president of the company. I remember the woman that was the owner of that company. I remember her dress, her shoes, her nails, her jewelry, her hair. Have you guys ever had that feeling when you just know, like, I can believe in this person? I can believe in this person. And when you get that feeling, the next most important thing is, I can be up there. So I would admire this lady's French manicure and her shoes, and I'm wearing a sundress that's rotten, and Kurt Vienekamp's there, and he has a mullet, and Dave's like, dude, I could be like him. That other guy looks a little different. I'm like, well, they're all chiropractors. They're all attorneys. They're all millionaires. I mean, we're two broke kids from Kansas, right? Dave has his little cowboy boots and a long-tail black jacket and a bolero because he wasn't wearing a tie. He's like, I'm never wearing a tie. And I remember sitting there with him like, you know, those people from South Dakota, they're pretty cool. You know, I could be like his wife. I remember the black dress. It was a black dress. It was total lace. Teresa's hair was long. She had a perm. She had bangs. She had lipstick. She had red nails. No, she had completely clear nails. I have the picture still. And I told Dave, I want to be like her. And Dave said, I think I could be like him, because Dave kind of had a mullet. And so we could see ourselves with our name in the lights. How many of you right now can see your name in the lights? Because if you can't see your name in the lights, I'm just wasting my breath. I don't want you to leave here, go home, not sponsor anybody, not do anything. Come back to the next event and be worse depressed than you are right now about your current situation. This business is depressing when you don't do anything. Anybody else agree? Yeah, our next book's going to be, if network marketing is so great, why am I so damn depressed? Because you know what? It'll be a bestseller. Yeah. There's hundreds, thousands of people in this company, isn't there? How many are here this weekend? The upper 2%. The upper 2%. So while you're sitting here feeling all bad about yourself, just stand up. Everybody stand up and get your hand ready. And on the count of three, you're going to scream, I'm a two-percenter. I'm a two-percenter. I said on the count of three. I didn't follow directions either. Okay, while you're up, put your shoulders back. I love what Andre said this morning. And we're going to go through your exact plan over the next 15, 20 days. Put your shoulders back and say, I am somebody.
I am somebody.
I know who I am.
I know who I am.
I deserve to be rich.
I deserve to be rich.
I believe I can do this.
I believe I can do this.
It feels good to win.
It feels good to win.
I don't care what anybody else is doing.
I don't care what anybody else is doing.
I'm going to fly right past them.
I'm going to fly right past them.
And laugh all the way to the bank.
And laugh all the way to the bank.
That's what you need to say to yourself. Now here's the deal, you guys. When you think about what took us from bankrupt to making $45,000 a month, it was an event, and 90 days later, another event, and 90 days later, another event, and 90 days later, another event. Let me tell you the difference in the events that I went to and this event. I love this event. Has this been an amazing event?
Yes.
We had one of these one time a year. One time a year. And everybody went. If we had to bus our people, everybody went. We didn't have 29 events a month. We had one a year. And you know what we had in between? We had Super Saturdays, Success Seeker Seminars, and we learned the same steps over and over What are the Royals doing right now? They just had spring training, didn't they? They had spring training in Phoenix, Arizona, where it was warm, so they could get ready for what they're going to do that they've been doing for the last how many years, right? But they're every single season, they're conditioning, aren't they? I have to say Royals because we've never had a winning team before, so I kind of have to be Kansas proud, right? So here you are, and you're here. And I'm going to ask you a serious question. How many of you, in the last 4 or 5 events, or even this one, have sat down, taken notes, honed your techniques, mastered the basics, and actually left knowing that you learned something that you would go home and increase your sponsoring ratio? That's good. That's good, because that's what you should be learning. And today, before you leave, this breakthrough that you're going to have, no matter what I tell you to go home and say, no matter what I tell you to say, if they say this or that, if you don't figure out that burning desire as much as your kid being on the other side of the building, even if I tell you every single thing that I would say or do, you will go home and be a do-nothing. Just like Stedman Graham said, you'll be the do-nothing. And that's why you feel depressed, right? So everybody stand up again, reach as high as you can. This is a quiz. Now everybody reach a little bit higher. And that's exactly what I thought. Now sit down. Do you know that even I, every day, operate on about 10% of my potential? Do you guys know that? We all do. We operate on about 10% of our potential because we waste the most valuable commodity that we have, which is what?
Time.
Not money, time. So what I want to help you guys do before we leave here is to figure out what is it that you need to break through. What is your hang-up? Why are you stuck right now? What is that little thing? What's your excuse? Because you can make excuses or make money, but we can't leave here and do both. Right? Who wants to make money? Yes. At my house, even my kids know Andre's song. They'll come walking in, I'll be like, oh, Dad's on the phone with Andre, or we were on the cruise with Andre. Make money, money, make money, money, make money, money, make money, money. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. You know, that's just what comes to mind when they think about Andre. How many of you, when you hear that, that's what you think of as Andre? Right. So he's constantly creating that energy that we got to make money, right? The products are going to change people's lives. We don't have to be an expert on that. Some of us do because that's our profession. Some of us do because we're left-brained, right? How many of you in the room think you're left-brained? How many of you in the room know you're right-brained? How many of you were sitting there the other night going, I'm the no-brained?